time and Nancy can't see that too lazy, can't see that too hard for him to go and have his swim letter, you know. So he put out a signboard and that signboard in half of that he will pay any money to anybody who go for him letter the whole week. And then he'll pay Saturday. Everybody come look on the signboard and laugh after Nancy. And Nancy said, all right, but then laugh. You know, say sometimes somebody will come and take the job. Until one day a snake come to him and say, well, I want this job, Anansi, to bring your letters. And Anansi said, that's all right, the job is yours. But a snake said, look, how you going to pay me, Anansi? He said, anything you want. But a snake said, well, all right, Anansi, what I want is every weekend I bite you, because a snake love bite. And Anansi don't know what he mean of that, because no snake never bite him yet. So he agrees, he says, it's all right. But a snake start carry the letter Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Nancy go to him bed Friday morning, can't see that when they go get money, you know, for pay by a snake. Because, of course, he no work the whole week, because he's a lazy man all over. All him do is sit down and read the letters them and get. When he realized to himself in sleep Saturday morning, soon before day and hear pong, 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 pong. Wonder who? Pong, 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 pong. And Nancy get up, fly, open the door. By the time he push out his head, snake bite him, and as he said, Jesus Christ Almighty. Drop a gun, get bite, burn him. If he may know, he wouldn't take that the job. But anyway, he said, well, since snake have the whole week again, make him carry the letter, but he not really decide to take the bite again. Guy too hot. Snake start carry the letter Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday morning, brother Nancy make it in pint her business and go to brother rabbit yard. He said, be a rabbit. I come to show. He said, what is it now, brother Nancy? Me dear, so my mother and father dead and left this big house give me with this spring bed in there. And as you know, I'm a man used to my box and my house top. Me no like spring bed. Therefore, seeing as you have such pretty hair upon you and you must protect them, come and sleep in the spring bed. And then I will sleep on my box because the house is too big, man, and I'm lonely. But the rabbit said, but brother Nancy, very kind, but he can't understand. So anyway, I agree. Put himself on Nancy yard Friday evening. And when he go home, Nancy said, well, no, bear rabbit, listen. I am a very important man. And all during the night and day, people come and call me. Therefore, if at any time you're in and you hear anybody call me, don't bother wake me up, man. I don't have time to tend to them. Only go out and see you. Rabbit threw himself in a bed, cover up with big sheet. He never sleep in that yet. Cover up, man, so they sleep. When he realized about 5 o'clock Saturday morning, he hear pong, 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 pong. He want to attach important to himself to me. Fly at the door. Time he open the rabbit, but a snake outside, they no see a hood, because he believe and see one in there. Call on to it and bite it, so bam. But a rabbit drop dead inside, snake come, and as he come out, yes, your beautiful spring bed, you want to sleep in. Take up with a rabbit and care go in and eat him. I say, all right, snake start, carry the letter again, because he believe and see him bite. No, you know, a rabbit. Think and see him bite, start, carry the letter Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, man, again, no one answer. They consider who if you go get if you get the bite this week. Put himself a brother crab, yeah, no, see crab, just as crab, they come out of the hole. He said, come and be a crab, I come to see you. He said, what is it? By this time, the whole week passed, everybody look for brother rabbit and can't find him. But since they don't know how he got there, left it alone. He said, come to your brother crab. He said, what? Say me dear, say me mother and father dead left this big house gimme. And I don't know, I feel lonely in there because I don't use to spring bed and all them things. I used to my box and my board. So therefore, what I want you to do is, you come and live with me, man, because I feel lonely. He say, yes, and the crab say, yes, but you know, understand why Nancy so kind all of a sudden. And Nancy, a man, always love the best thing for himself. Anyway, he say, all right, he will find out, but him they go. Go and ask yard, when he go and ask, he put the same problem to him. He said, listen, be a crab. I am a very important man. All in the night, people come, they worry, worry a man, and when they have to sleep, you know. So therefore, if you hear anybody come, they bother me, no bother wake me, you only see zoo. The crab say, all right, and ask, he threw himself in a box and gone to bed. Crab threw himself in the spring bed, cover up. About 12 o'clock in the night, brother crab get up back, go inside of the room where Nancy there. He say, Anansi, be Anansi. Nancy no answer. He said, be Anansi. Then Nancy no answer. Crab crutching his head, you know, understand? Because in the car load on and she still no answer. You crab rock back in brain. Go in your fool, brain and see if you when they sleep you that they wave your foot two side. And as she start waving foot two side in the bed boy. Crab say here yeah. Then sleeping man can't wave them foot. Anyway, ain't left and then go back in the bed. When a Nancy believes say in the bed, crab take time, creep out and cut one wall through bed and Nancy flooring. Find himself right back in yard going in hole. About 5 o'clock here, pong 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 pong. Saturday morning, pong 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 pong. And I see here about the kind of sleep. And I see here about him not here, the kind of crab outside there. And you pong 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 pong. And as he gets serious now, you know, you no answer. Bear Nancy, pong 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 pong. Because snake get cross out there now. You and Nancy, be a crab, be a crab, you no answer. And Nancy get up and come out, you snake. And Nancy, why what keeping you this week so long? But Nancy no answer still because I believe crab must be fast asleep. So he come out now, go and look for wake up brother crab and go open the door. When he look, he no see brother crab. And Nancy countenance change. Yeah, brother snake. But Nancy, why they keep you this week? How the other 2 weeks you come out so brilliantly and this week? And they come here, snake, and they come, sir. Then where the ball for Nancy? The first week you no ball, last week you no ball. You know, sir, no, and Nancy bite the last week. And Nancy, they consider it. He said, listen, Nancy, if you don't come out to the bite this week, anytime I catch you, I'm going to sting you. And Nancy remember that. He said, all right, be a snake, and they come, because you know if snake sting any at all, are dead. And Nancy go under the bed, take up the chimney, put on his head, and push out his head. By the time better snake, no, the dog, better snake not looking, crawl on upon the head, broke out all his teeth, them upon the chimney. By the time he make out and Nancy fly past him, so whoops, and gone. Brother Snake him put up one notice this time now that any time he catch up with Brother Anansi, he going to sting him to death. Brother Anansi have to move to town now. He can't live in a town, he move from town to the country. He said, well, since he can't live in a town, the most thing he have to go do now is go plant ground. Hitch up with Brother Tiger now and say, well, him and Tiger going to plant a ground together. But the laziness still in him. Every day Tiger in the field work and ask you on a cool shit they read newspaper. Every day Tiger run out of the work. Tiger no say nothing to him. He didn't read and read so till when the ground get right now. But that Tiger said, well listen, Brother Nancy. You read when the ground they plant, therefore you have to read when they read to. Don't make a catch you going at the ground. You think I have to go into your ground? I am a respectable man. I don't go into ground and sile up my hands. You should have known that long time before you see I read my newspaper. He said, well, do make a catch you go in the door. Now Nancy no say anything. At night time, he start thief out Brother Tiger ground now. One day, Brother Tiger said, Brother Nancy, whatever you the thief out, he go, a piece of impertinent into you come to insult a good citizen like me for stealing your ground. You should be ashamed of yourself. Get away from me. You see, I look the type to go into your ground and steal your things. He said, no mind, we don't highly tongue do Brother Nancy, but try to make a catch you in there. And if you talk to me too hard, I might persecute you to insult a decent citizen. Mouth of Brother Tiger well. Tiger don't say nothing to him. Tiger put one sling inside of the ground, and Nancy go in there one night and dig one big load, and he was in such a hurry to come out that the sling catch him up. When he catch him up, and Nancy try to get away and go wrap him up more, and Nancy said, Jesus Christ. Tiger catch me in a morning, I dead now. But anyway, he couldn't get away. Tiger couldn't find me in the morning. He said, do be a tiger, I was passing through the gong and I see somebody move crash the gong and just as I'm moving there, this thing hold me. What kind of foolishness you have in here? He said, but how if he hold you, Bert and Nancy, and you, me, Setifa? You know, most hold you, you can't hold nobody else. If you want to see somebody coming here, hold somebody. No, be a tiger. I only come in here to see who it was. He said, well, you see yourself. Because I go and give to me that snake now. He said, Jesus Christ, be a tiger. You couldn't do that to your good friend. You couldn't do that to your good friend. I go and hand you to me that snake a morning. But I can't see that twice now because I know say, well, if snake catch him any at all, he's done. Indeed, and him begging, 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 so till Tiger they consider. You know what Tiger they do go, one and Nancy case, and Nancy get up and fly, so whoop, and gone. But that's And Nancy and brother monkey run after, brother tiger and monkey run after him. Then run and Nancy can't get up on them. Then run from Lee and then run on Khan and Nancy can't get up on them. So till then they close in by him now and Nancy see one can't green. He said, do be a can't do hope man take me, tiger after me. He can't green hope man and see flying some boobs. One fall come right across the road and pick up the can. Tiger fly past and see him. Time the fall go down at the pool, we go drink water, and alligator come right out and swallow him, and run right back into the pool. But that tiger and monkey search here, Nancy, then search him, then can't find him. Then turn the whole country upside down, can't find a Nancy. He say, where Nancy disappear to? Because we dey run him and all of a sudden we no see him. It's like the hurt what man take him in. He say, all right, then they go for the magic drum. Go for the magic drum and then start beating. Drum, drum, drum. Tell me Anansi there. Drum, drum, drum. Tell me Anansi there. Yeah, the drum keep silent for a while afterward here. And Nancy in the corn in the hen, the hen in the alligator in the pool. But the hand, tiger say, all right, I shall get out the beauty tonight. And then hire a whole heap of man and bail out the whole pool and see the alligator and catch him. Cut him belly open, take out the fowl. Cut the fowl crowd, take out the can, and then see inside there feel it shuffling now. You know, say something wrong. So then go under one tree now and start cut the can off it, take out by Nancy. By 10 and cut the can, and Nancy fly out of the can, so whoops right up under the tree. He said, come down by Nancy, only one tree you depend on now, and you can't get to it. He said, well, come and get me, and go up on the tree, and Nancy build one web right across to one next orange tree. When one climb this tree and one and Nancy go into the middle, if they go up on this tree and Nancy go over the other one, I feel like Nancy find nothing, leave a tree top. Yes, sir.
What is your name?
Peter Horton.
And how old are you, Peter?
10 years old.
You want to tell us an Anansi story?
Yes.
Please do.
One day, Anansi was walking by where a tiger holds him. He see a sign put up where a tiger wants somebody to work for him. So Anansi said he would like a job, because he can't find any food now. So when he going to Bear Tiger house, he said, Bear Tiger, he say, Bear Tiger, oh, what happens? You put up sign at your gate for work? He say, Bear Tiger say, yes, man, you won't come work in my yam grown for me? He say, yes, me'll do it, Bear Tiger, but how boy you going to pay me? Bear Tiger say, well, me'll give you a yam now and then. Where Nancy said, but that is not enough, man. Tiger said, well, go away then, I don't want you. Nancy said, do, Bear Tiger, do. Put me in the ground. Tiger said, all right, you'll take the yam? He said, yes. So, Bear Tiger now, him noticing that the yam is going away. Him don't know who take it in. So one night, him going to the yam ground and set some tar under one of the yam tree. And when Bear Nancy go right to dig up the yam, him sticking the tar. Him say, Lord of mercy, tiger catch me, he gonna kill me. So, him see Brother Billy Goat passing. Brother Billy Goat say, Nancy, what you doing in there? Nancy say, well, I just passing by, and some tar catch me. Do, Billy Goat, come draw me out. Billy Goat say, all right, I'll draw you out, but you have to give me something. Him say, all right, Billy Goat, me give you something. So when Billy Goat go to draw him out, Billy Goat stick in the tar and Anansi get him. So Anansi run to Tiger and answer to Tiger, 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 one thief in the ground, one thief in the ground. Here, Tiger, thief, thief. Him run down and him see Billy Goat into the tar. Him say, you is the thief, you is the thief. And him take Billy Goat and lick him. And when he lick Billy Goat say, Ma! And he lick him again and say, Ma! And from that day to now, Billy Goat can't say a thing but, Ma!
What is your name?
Ivy Chan.
And your home?
Chambers Fenzo.
What parish?
Hanover. Sir.
Hanover?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you're going to tell us an Anansi story?
Yes, sir.
All right. Please go ahead.
Once the Oliver King had three daughters. The name of the daughters are Peggy Laura, Margaret Pamela Jones, Young Kyung Pyong. The When the king was going to die, he said anybody guess the name of the tree daughter would get one of the daughter to marry. People came from all parts and could not guess their name. Anansi get a basket of fruit and hid it in the room. The daughter came in and saw them. Peggy, Laura, Margaret, Pamela, Joan. What a lovely basket of fruit. Anansi heard and went and selected men to get drums and fiddle to play. Peggy, Laura, Margaret, Pamela, Jones, Young, Kyung, Fiong. The king heard and felt off his balcony and died. Then Anansi got the throne and got the daughter to marry.
Where was Anansi hiding?
Once upon a time, there was two brothers, one big one and one little one. The big one was called Big Claus, and the little one was called Little Claus. Now, Big Claus was called Big Claus because he was a rich man. And he have two horses, and he have all kind of big house and land, but Little Claus only have one little house and one horse. But whenever Big Claus go and fark up him land and plough up him field, he borrow Little Claus one horse and put it for him one, two make three, and then he plough the three. And when Little Claus him go and fark him, borrow for Big Claus two and use. And the Big Claus borrow Little Claus horse and start fark up the horse. But Little Claus don't watch him, start beat Little Claus horse and they holler, "Give all my horses." Little Claus say, "No, you must not say that because it's only two you have." Little Claus don't say nothing. Big Claus don't say nothing. Little Claus borrow for Big Claus two horse. No man, when Big Claus they watch him, Little Claus holler, "Give all my horses." Big Claus said, "Don't say that. It's only one in the lot is yours." Big Claus said, "Little Claus is not in hell again. Give all my horses." Big Claus come and take away the two horses and Little Claus carry them home. He come back and he borrow for Little Claus one and start for top in place and he work Little Claus also till he kill it. Little Claus said, "Well, good God, my brother, wicked, because he take away my horse and kill it and not kill none of him." Anyway, Little Claus take the dead horse and his skin off, take off his skin and dry it up like goat skin and begin to wear it, go a town. One day Little Claus was coming back from town and him stopped right inside our man's house, and when he realized to himself, the man wasn't there but the wife was there, and discovered that the wife have a pass man in there, but all the food when they give the person wasn't enough as when they give husband. So Little Claus put the asking underneath the table, and every minute him touch the asking cry out. The husband just come in and start eating, says, "What a bear yourself underneath there." Yeah, the husband is what? He said, "That asking I have under there talking and telling me all kind of things that I don't want to hear." He said, "What is he telling you?" "He telling me that there is plenty of food in the home for us." The time Little Claus and Bella see which part the wife put the food in there before the husband come in. The husband tell the wife must fetch it. The wife fetch the food and Little Claus eat. The husband consider that if this asking can tell news, then he must want it. He asked Little Claus, "How much money you want for it?" Little Claus said, "When he take 100 gallon of money." And pay Little Claus 100 gallon of money for the asking. Little Claus carry home, send to him at the same time for him quart pan to borrow. Little Claus said, "What a boy can I do with money?" You can't understand that the boy didn't know use the money. What did he do with quart pan? Anyway, he put tar in at the bottom and send the quart pan out, give Little Claus. Little Claus measure out the gold pieces there, man. When he send back the quart pan piece sticky in at the bottom there, Big Claus, where he get gold from? He come around himself and say, "Wait, tell me something, Little Claus, where you get gold?" He said, "Ah, my brother, you kill me one horse. But I pity I didn't have two for your kill, because I go in a town and sell this skin for 100 gallon of money. Big Claus go kill for him too, same time and skin them out, dry the skin, carry them in town. Asking for a sale. People say, "How much you want for it?" Because somebody want to take it and make leather. He said, "I want 200 gallon of money, because a Little Claus one bring 100, so he want 200. People drive him out of town and beat him up. Big Claus come on vex. He said, "All right, I'm going to serve Little Claus a sauce." He set up a Little Claus one night, said, "Well, I'm going to kill him," and he going in love. By this time, Little Claus' mother was sick, because he told him his two different mothers. Little Claus' mother was sick, And the class put his mother in a fine bed and him lie down on the floor asleep, purposely give mother the benefit of the bed. Big class come in, believe a little class in the bed and one liquid stick and kill little class, man. Little class get fixed now and cry over it. But anyway, he can't beat big class. He take his mother and put him in one hand cart and they can't go in a town. When he catch a one shopping, he chop him up quite polite in the hand cart, just as if she blind, but nobody could know that she dead. We can put her in a sitting position and catch her up good, go inside the shop and buy one snowball and drink. And give the man who's selling the snowball, say, carry this out, go get a woman you see inside of the cart there. But must take time because she had a hearing. The man carry the glass of snowball, go out there, and when he see the woman, he say, hey, your son, say, girl. The woman don't pay no attention to him because she dead, but he don't know. He said, come take it from me, your son, say, give no attention to him. He said, you know, you see your son, the man get cross, no one pushing on the man's face, and kick back, bam, in the cart. The good class run out. Lord Jesus, you kill me, man, oh Lord, you kill me, one, mommy. The man get frightened because he knows somebody may really rush him. He said, Lord, do not make no noise, no make no noise, make nobody here. Come inside, let me talk to you. Little class said, me now I'm going nowhere, you talk to me because you kill me, man. He said, don't make me give you plenty money, man. All right, you better make it enough because me know you kill me, man. I have to go bury him. Man came and said, I can give 3 gallons of money if you take them, stop make noise. And then him will take charge of the body and bury it. Little class call it 3 gallons of money and turn right to him back with the cat. The man taking my berry. When he go, me send back to big class again. For the quad pan. The class said, where that boy they get money from? Anyway, stick up the bottom with tar again. Send the quad pan go get little class. When the class measure it, the gold stick back in it, go back again. He said, and where him get gold? And go to the interview. Little class, where you get so much gold and measure that with the send for quad pan? He said, ah, my brother, you kill me ass. And I make money out of the skin. No, you come and you kill the one maggot. And I go in a town and I sell it for 3 gallons of money. Big class say, true. He say, yes, see it in a show. Even big class look and see the money and get ready. I ain't going right home and lick down for him and kill him. Put him in a one car, go in town. Dead woman for a sale. Dead woman for a sale. Police nearly lock him up. Big class have a hustle where left the town with him. Coming back and get furious now. Because he believe no, say little class make a monkey out of him. But he know he ask how little class sell them things. So he no, him only go up on him one initiative and go catch little claws and type up now and caucus bag. So he's going to dash him around see now. Walk and walk and walk until he catch him and church and then I want concert. He put on little claws out of the gate and gone in and listen. Little claws in the caucus bag, they ball. Why? Why? Nobody no hear him. Little claws outside the house. So when he peep through one whole night caucus bag and see one man, they come, they lead one whole herd of cattle. Man come up here, little class. Why? Little boy like me, no even see nothing in the world yet, and yet the next time you have to go through me, I even. The man hearing, look on the bag. He said, but bag can't talk. He go and he chuck the bag in, he said, lie somebody in there. He said, what you say, boy? Little boy like me, no even see nothing in the world yet, and look what happened the next time you have to come and go even after church over. He said, boy, no fool. Because right at church gate in there. Boy, no fool. Then if you don't want to go to heaven, who else want to go? And me no sinner upon the world that want to go to heaven. Me no want to go to heaven because me no see nothing in the world yet. And then they came to go to heaven when church over. The man looking at church and hear the concert. They go and believe at the merrymaking and they make. They have a little cloud. Say, well, all right, you come out, loose up the bag, little cloud first. And say, all right, take charge of my sheep them for me and tie me up in the bag. Little cloud tie me up in the bag and turn back the sheep them again where my man got the comrade. Big class come out and he don't make no hesitate when the church and lift the bag right as he. But him can't just say heavy, but him no business. Him tie up little class in there and him believe I mean, then come right over board and dash him. Brute, you will stop make a monkey out of me now. When him catch pan in Varana sit down there, little class take one long road and go round back with the whole herd of sheep and goat and pass in yard. When big class stand pan in Varana and look. He said, but boy, I know you me this dash where I see a while ago. He said, ah, my brother, you dash me a while ago, but I pity you never dash me deeper inside a brain cow too. Because you dash me and look all where they come with, and I have to go back. He said, then I have water, but I'm you get all that. He said, yes, and then me this come from me, look all what me got. If you went throw me deeper, I bring cow too. My brother said, well, all right, man, I want some of them, the cow, so you tie me up, we can go get some. and throw me deep too because I want a big one. Little Claus time up in the bag and lift him. And Little Claus was stop at no church and nowhere. One lift on the yard, straight over boarding, dash him in. He said, well, all right, you will neither bring cow, goat, sheep, or gold or nothing. But that Little Claus lived happily. A girl came to town a few months ago to spend a week with her aunt. And when the week was done, she said she now go home. So I went down and hired a new motor car and put her in it one day. As the car dropped her down, Shani, she stepped in the home, just listen to what she say. Oh, me mommy going to town. Son of bada beat up your gum. Me hear that Auntie Rose say she gon' hide me clothes, but if he's naked, I go in a town. It was a day in the week I come off the train, I met up with a romance boy. Me mind sweet, you see, with personality. Him have on a drape, a coat with a cape, a silver chain round him waist. Him have a pretty socks and a black beaver hat and merriment fill him face. Me mommy going a town, son of bada beat up your gum. Me hear that Auntie Rose say she gon' hide me clothes, but if he's naked, I go in a town. The boy take me to Carib one Sunday night, the place looks so nice and sweet. Me never sit down good before me drop asleep. We drive in the house that run pon the line, he swear and tell me the truth. He gonna straighten me here, give me a double panel bed and a four-story red jail boot. Oh, me ma, we going a town, son of bada beat up your gum. Me hear that Auntie Rose say she gonna hide me clothes, but if he's naked, I go in a town. Him tell me him a big places in town, him a boss a tough way tree wharf. Oh, me ma, your luck come now. Come know your son-in-law. We go and build a house as big as King's House. We sell Constant Spring Hotel. We was going to buy a train, now we going to buy a plane. And me ma, we go and raise hell. Me ma, we going a town, so no bother beat up your gum. Me hear that Auntie Rose say she gonna hide me clothes, but if he's naked, we going a town. Oh, me ma, we going a town, son of bada beat up your gum. Me hear that Auntie Rose say she gonna hide me clothes, but if he's naked, we going a town. Yes, the night of Samson and Delilah, I stood outside in the street and saw one woman came outside from the door and the top and the head of people. People pass her just like how those fellows run banana in the ship. You know, them pass them up on top in the air. Pass them from one hand to the other and from one hand to the other. Coming out that way, as a matter of fact, if they had dropped her, she would sure break her neck. So. I saw that personally, came right outside and they helped her down outside in the street because she went as far as the door and couldn't get in. Bought her ticket, you know, when she get there, there was no ticket because the crowd was so hot that she lost it in the crowd. So, and bring her out back on top of the head of the people.
What other things happened?
Well, one man lost his false teeth. A plate with three teeth inside it. Drop out her mouth through the rushing, one man knocked him, drop out her mouth, and by the time he bent down, he didn't see it, he just disappeared. Crowd was too thick. Another man lost his wallet with £6. £6 in it. Some of the people could not get inside of the show. As a matter of fact, they don't go up to the door and give their ticket. You know, so the police has to watch them, and whenever they see a hand come, they just grab onto the hand, get the ticket, and pull them inside. So you don't pass a ticket and step inside like an ordinary show.
Well, why did they make such a fuss about Samson and Delilah? Was it a particularly good film? Did they like it particularly?
Yes, the show was extremely good.
Why did they like it? Was there something in the film that everybody liked?
Yes, because it was a scriptural show.
Oh, because it was a scriptural show?
Yes, a scriptural show. That's why people flocked from all over the parish to see it.
Well, there were some other things in it besides scripture.
Yes, so love, plenty love was in it. So.
You don't think it was the plenty love that brought them in?
Probably that could have been, sir, but hearing about Samson and Delilah in the Bible so long, so people come from all about to see it, sir.
Now they'll have to rewrite the Bible. What is your job?
I'm a painter.
What kinds of things do you paint?
Well, paint buildings, especially for the public works department, houses for private people. Of course, we don't do sign painting because a painter is not really a artist. A artist is a artist and a painter is a painter. So a painter paint buildings, boats, ships, and bridges.
You're actually you're a private enterpriser, so to speak. I mean, you're not limited to doing work for the...
No, we work for anybody, but of course, when there is work on the public works, we've got to confine ourselves there. See, Lucy, being such a small place, you don't have so much paintings in private jobs, so therefore you do most of the works of public works.
Mm-hmm. And when they have a job to be done, they get priority on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you had any interesting experiences while painting? Have you ever had any dangerous experiences while painting?
Yes, well, I can name quite a few, such as when I started to learn trade, because most of the experience that you find is when you generally started to learn trade, because then your brain is young and you don't realize most of the things that you do. Because I can remember once leaving Lucy, where I'm now living, and going to Nakalva, which is 21 miles from Lucy. Went there and worked at the Nakalva Training Center and painted off the whole building. And when we was to come down, there was no vehicle for us to come down. My father decided that we walk. The other fellow said, well, he couldn't walk at all because we drove up there and it was 21 miles to Lucy. My father decided that we should come down because the money was finished and therefore there was nothing else we could do. So we started from Nakalva Sunday evening, 6 o'clock. And we walked the whole night through and never get to Lucy until 7 o'clock in the morning. We get down, we got to go to the hospital because all of us ankles were swollen. I was swollen, I couldn't walk the following day again for about 3 days.
It's a real experience, all right.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever had to do any painting high up in the air?
Well, the only height that I've ever been in the air was once in the Lucy Market. We have a belfry up there and it was very steep. There was no scaffold that could be built up there to paint inside here, so I got to get up there into a bosun chair. See, they hitch a block and tackle up there, and then I get into the sling, and somebody hauled me up from the bottom, and I get up inside here and paint. Whilst I was up there, another boy I was learning trade, my father went and by mistake was just about to pull the rope, and then I would come down and it would crash. I wouldn't be here telling you about my experience now, sir. That's the only height I've ever been in the air, but not anywhere outside of a building, because we don't have those height of building in Lucy.
Well, that is a close shave.